Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Did you bring your Bible to church? If you did, find your Bible. Let's make a confession. You want to say, this is my Bible. What does it mean? I can't see Bibles. Dancing stars, you will not dance again till I see Bibles. Yeah. Let me see the choir. Same for the choir. Oh, choir is better. Okay. Choir is better. But as of now, where the encounter dances, you are benched. Until I see Bibles. Let me see your Bible. Wow. All right, let's go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. Well, a belated happy Easter from me to you. And it's a blessing to be back, and we thank God for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Today, I want to just give you two or three very quick messages, and then we go into the word. Time is just fast spent. Amen. Now, the first thing I want to say is that this Tuesday, we have our major meeting. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I thought by this time Bishop Eddie Ade's picture will be on. Is somebody awake in the house? Wow. He has so many interesting clips. I had hoped that you would put one or two of them up there. Oh, anyway, we will be having him with us on Tuesday night, and so I'd like to encourage all of us to be here. In fact, it's not even an encouragement, it's actually very important for us to be here. Amen. It's a one in one's lifetime kind of visit. He visited us about 10 years ago, and we are glad to be able to host him here again for one night. So don't miss it. Amen. I want you to tell your neighbor, I know you're Sumai, but don't bring it on Tuesday. Tell the neighbor on the other side. I know, you see, if you are sitting down quiet, it's you I'm talking to. You are the one with that Sumai that I'm trying to get rid of. Hallelujah. And I believe we'll have a good time here. Hallelujah. Amen. I also want to just announce on behalf of my friends, the Daughters of Glorious Jesus, that they are... Tonight, they are at CCC at Aja. I intend to attend it. And if you can spare the time, it's worth it. It's a very nice, They are a very spiritual group of singers. And they are really worth a watch. So join me tonight if you are so inclined. Amen. Tell anybody, it's not by force. It's just, Hallelujah. We are privileged to call them our friends, and they are very spiritual singers. And I have a lot of singers in the house. I don't know about your spirituality, but you'll be encouraged. Yeah, they have sung several times for our bishop. Several times they've been with him at Healing Jesus. For me, one of the times that touched my heart the most, they were at Healing Jesus and it began to rain. And they just sang on. They just continued singing. And I said to myself, these girls are girls after the Lord's own heart. Amen. Turn to the nearest lady and ask her that. So if it was you, your hairdo and your ministry, which one will you choose? Your hairdo. Rescuing your hair, your hairdo, and your ministry. What did the lady say? Some of you have done like you are not a lady. Rejoice. Are you not a lady? Lady Pastor MFA. Lady Pastor Akwele. You are not ladies in the house. I said, what will you do? Would you have been ministering or you ran away? Hallelujah. Anyway, tonight they are actually trying. They are having this program. It's free. You attend free of charge. Hello. But they will also raise funds for those. If you have something, you give it. They are trying to help the women's wing of the Nsawam prisons. So just so that you are aware. Amen. Somebody said, I thought it was only the music. If that's it, I won't come. The loss is yours. I think it's more important to be there and just enjoy the flow. Hallelujah. All right. Beautiful. Let's get into the word today. And you are now bringing it. Let me mind my business. Let's go to Mark chapter 10. I'm going to read a story from verse 46 to verse 52. The Bible says, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Jesus, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And he said to him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Hallelujah. This afternoon, it was supposed to be morning, but it's afternoon, we are talking for a few minutes on about Jesus and blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus was one of the people that Jesus encountered as he ministered on earth. And I want to remind you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we need to know that as he was and as he was working around, it's the same thing that he's doing today. Amen. Sometimes when we read the Bible and we read the stories, you can easily read them as a story to somebody and take yourself out of it. But in every story, there is something for you and something for me. Hallelujah. The Bible starts, in verse 46, saying that this man, Bartimaeus, was blind. Here he was sitting by the highway side begging. Because for many of them, as it is even today, the only way to take care of yourself as a blind person was to beg. And so that's why he found himself there. But I want us to go a little deeper and maybe look at it. What does it mean to us? It means something, because blindness, it can be physical. And there are many sources of physical blindness. You can be born blind, as in the case of blind Bartimaeus. You can become blind along the way. Sickness can make you blind. An accident can make you blind. A curse can make you blind. Hello? Some families have blindness in their family line. And so you inherited it. And at a certain point, you became blind. Are you in the church? But I need you to also see that blindness is not only physical blindness. There are different kinds of blindness. You can come to a point in your life when you just don't see your way forward. When you just don't see your way clear. So your physical eyes are open, but your other eyes are not. And you don't know which one is it. Is it to be this one or is it to be that one? You're blind. You can also have somebody in your life who is creating a certain effect in your life. Everybody can see, but you can't see. Have you heard some before? Yeah. You can see that, Charlie, the presence of this guy in this girl's life is a mess. Whenever I talk about this, I remember this lovely singer, Whitney Houston. Yeah, she got into a certain relationship. It was a clear non-starter, right from the start. But she couldn't see. She couldn't see. Are you there? So she went into the relationship and it cost her life. It cost her life. Are you in the church or you have traveled? I'm talking about blindness. Some of you, you are here. The friend that you are with, he should not have been your friend by this time. But your blindness, you cannot see the problem that is arising because of that person. So it can even be a person in your life. Some of us, we are emotionally blind. Hey. Some people, financially, you are blind. Everything's working, but your finances, there doesn't work. Hey. It has not occurred to you before. Are you in the church? Yeah. You see, you can even be in church. And if you are in church and you got born again among the blind, you might still be blind till today. You got born again in a place where the Holy Spirit was not given any space. But you got born again, all right. But you cannot recognize him. You can't see when he's moving. That's why we can be here. We can enter into a time of worship and you'll just be standing there like a stone that somebody has brought and put it there because you are totally blind spiritually. Totally blind. There are times when I'm up here and I can see that the Holy Spirit is beginning to move, and that's when you have now gotten up that you're going to buy water. You are just blind. You are spiritually blind. You can't see. You can't see. And it's a very, 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 you see, when you are blind, simple things become difficult. Simple things. Are you there? Yes. Aiku, come, please. So, we're a film star with Abra. Come. Please, just run down the steps for us. Easy. Okay, close your eyes. If I wish I had something to close the eyes for him. I wish I had a scarf or something, I would have put it around, because I can't trust that these eyes will be closed. It's not big enough. Which one is bigger? Thank you. Please, can you put it around him so that... Yes. Watch on, not the nose. Oh, he has to breathe. Why? Mr. So roll it small. Then cover the eyes. Good. Now come in. Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. So have we agreed that we have blinded him now? Can I give him the same instruction? Run down the stairs. Hey, I need some people to help so he doesn't fall down. Run down the stairs. I didn't say, well, you see, already. Have you seen that he can't run? Do I need to say more? Thank you very much. Please remove the blind. Remove it. Please come up the stairs. Up. Ah, you ran down again. But I thought a few minutes ago, this was the same person who, he couldn't even run. So even to find the end, meanwhile, he knows the stage well. He stands here often. Ran down the stairs. It was something like that. As soon as the eyes were not working, as soon as the eyes were covered, as soon as he couldn't see, suddenly this simple thing has become a difficult thing. When you are walking around and you are blind in your life, there are simple, simple, simple things you cannot see, you cannot do, you cannot overcome. Why? Because you are blind. Bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Are you here in the... Yeah. Amen. Blindness can affect you. There are many Christians. You are totally blind of the word of God. When you read it, it doesn't make any sense. When we are preaching Christ, you can't take it. And the Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 105, a very important scripture. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Are you here? So obviously, if you don't have the word of God in your life, if you don't respect the word of God in your life, you are a Christian, but you are blind. You will marry the wrong person. You will take the wrong job. You will fall down the wrong hole. Why? Because the word of God, that is a lamp. When they say it's a lamp, it's a guide to you. It's a guide to you. Are you in the church? The word of God is a guide. When it says, don't steal, but you have made it a practice to be stealing, it is a guide, though. It is a lamp. You see, you came from a family of stealers. I had a sheep like that. Please, I don't know what you are doing on your phone at this time. I'm looking at you. I don't know what you're doing on your phone at this time. It's blindness that caught you. Are you in the church? It's made me even forget the illustration I was going to give you. Now what? Yeah, I had a sheep. Yes, he was a stealer. And he came from a family of stealers. His father was a 419. His mother, yeah. Are you there? So you can grow up like that. So he grew up. In fact, he didn't come to church because he was coming to church. He came to church because he was coming to see what can be stolen. Are you there? So after he came to the church for some time, I had some workmen. They were doing some work. We were trying to build a place. And one of the workmen who had been working with us for a long time, he came and he said, "Hey, mommy, do you know this guy?" I said, "No, I don't know him." He said, "Charlie, in this area, are you here? In this area, he used to be feared." I said, "Really?" But I thank God that, you know, he had reckoned without the power of God. And one day as we were having a program and I was preaching, I prayed for some people. I didn't touch him, I promise you. I lifted my hand just to say, the Holy Spirit picked him from here and threw him to the other end of the room. And he sat down. Power past power. There's power here. Are you in the house? All of a sudden, his eyes were open. And I told him, I said, he's asking you today, you will decide whether or not you are going to continue this life. He didn't know that I'd heard about it. Or you are giving your life to Christ. I'm happy to tell you today that he's a preacher. Oh, yes. I'm happy to tell you that he's been a pastor for many years in the part of the country that many of you cannot go. Hallelujah. But you see, what was about to happen was that his eyes were blind because of his background. I mean, if your father is the one who taught you how to steal. You see, I'm saying it because as we are here this morning, we are from different places. Yeah, so everybody and their situation. But today, my prayer for you is that the Lord who opened the eyes of blind Bartimaeus will meet you and will open your eyes and will help you to see whatever it is you need to see. Some of you young people, you are totally blind. That's why you are fooling with your schooling. Oh, yes. You cannot see your future. And because you can't see your future, that's why you are playing today. My prayer is that God will open your eyes for you to see that he has given you something that will help you to come out of wherever you are. Are you in the church? Yeah. Some of you, you have been chased. You have shepherds. They've spoken to you. They talk. They say, "Come to Basenta meeting. Come to this, come to that." And you actually think you are doing the shepherd a favor. It's because you are blind and you cannot see what the Lord has for you and what he's doing for you in your life. Are you in the church? And I want you to see something. Blind Bartimaeus, it even pains me. His name was even linked to his problem. And he just said, Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. I need you to see that the man had no future ahead of him. Nothing. Because he couldn't see. And some of us, our future is affected by our lack of our inability to see. The man was blind. He had hands that could work. He had feet that could walk. He had a brain that was working. All the organs in his body were working. And yet, he was reduced to sitting by the roadside as a beggar because he was blind. I tell you something, when your eyes are not working, it can reduce you to something that you never knew you would be. There you are begging this foolish boy to love you. It has made a beggar out of you. There you are walking with this, I don't know what I should call her. And because you cannot see, it has reduced you. Read the scripture. He sat by the highway side doing what? Begging. But hands work. Legs could work. Brain was working. Nothing was wrong with his liver. Nothing was wrong with his heart. In the same way, nothing is wrong with you. Brain is working. See how you are beautiful. Tell your neighbor, you are very beautiful. You better mean it. You better mean it. Hello, you better mean it. I mean, look at you, young and strong and healthy. So much potential ahead of you. I'm talking to somebody this morning. But you cannot see because you are blind. Because you are blind. I used to have, I was a pastor of young teenagers between the ages of 12 and 15. And I used to talk to them. And I told them, I said, you can be whatever you want to be. Whatever you want to be by the grace of God. You can be whatever you want to be. I still remember their reaction. One of them looked at me because the only thing he had heard in the house is that he's a stupid boy. Hey! The other one had only heard that, see your head like your father's head. Whose head? How again should the head look? Eh? Please ask your neighbor, whose head should my head be like? If it's not my mother or my father, whose head? Whose head? And so because they had only heard negative things, they also believed negative things. And I remember saying to them, I said that with Jesus in the boat with you, you can be whatever you want to be. You can go wherever you want to go. You can fly as high as you want to fly. And I'm saying it to these young people here today, that listen, it is up to you. It's not up to anybody else. Amen. With Jesus with you, anything, anywhere, it's just a matter of taking your time and allowing him to show you the where and the how and the what. And I'm reminded of this story because one of the young men I said this to, when he became a professor in a university in Ghana, he sent me a text. He said, do you remember you told me I could be anything that I want to be? Yeah, it's up to you. It is up to you. Because when you are walking with Jesus, you are walking with the opener of eyes. Are you in the house? I say you are walking with who? The opener of eyes. You are walking with the one who the Bible describes as the Word. There's a reason why the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it goes on to say, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Who was the Word who dwelt among us? Jesus. No wonder he is the Word. And he is the one who walks with you. And he makes those blind eyes begin to see. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to our story. Hallelujah. So we are meeting blind Bartimaeus. And there he is sitting at the roadside without any hope. But I thank God, the Bible says in verse 47, that he heard. What did he hear? That it was Jesus who was coming by. What you hear is very important. I said, what you hear, very important. If you are a parent here, never insult your child. You see that you are quiet. Never insult your child. If you are a married woman here, never insult your husband. If you are a married man here, never insult your wife. Yeah, why? Because what we hear is important. It's important. Somebody called her child. She had two daughters. The two daughters, they were like night and day. So the mother also used to call one angel and call the other devil. Exactly as she called them is exactly how they turned out to be. You call your child devil, devil she go be. And who will she do her devil things about? You know, hey, are you in the church? Yeah, so what you hear is so important. And that is why, you see, when we wake up and we say, don't play secular music, it's not for anything. I mean, what they do, it doesn't impact our lives in any way. But when you listen to the music and you listen to the words, you see what you are hearing. I remember many years ago when a certain song came out, it was Under Pressure. There you are singing that you are under pressure. Pressure was passing by your doorpost and it heard you singing. Under pressure, it will visit you. Yeah. What you hear, very important. That is why when these guys come and then they come and sing on campus, by the time they finish, we will find condoms there. Used ones, not new ones, please. Used ones. You see how you have made your face as if it's not you. Meanwhile, when they come, you'll be running away, trying to go there. Hey, the church has become very quiet. Oh, yeah. When we tell you, don't go and dance under unbeliever music, it's not because you're going, it will not do anything to me. But as you are going, you are hearing something. And that something you are hearing, it will affect you. It will affect you. That's why some of you have erections without sense. It's what you heard. Hey! But I thank God that blind Bartimaeus, he heard that it was Jesus who was passing by. Hallelujah. And when he heard that Jesus was passing by, the Bible says he began to cry out. He began to cry out. Today, I don't mind whatever is happening to you, whatever is disturbing you, whatever situation you have walked in, I want to say to you, begin to cry out. Don't stop crying out. Tell him, Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Oh, hallelujah. So many times in this life, we start and we stop. But today I'm telling you, never stop. Are you here? Never stop. You have been masturbating. The devil has told you that you cannot be cured. It's not true. It's not true. Stand up and be shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, before I show you Jesus' response, I want to show you something in verse 48. Look at it. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. Please, can you give us maybe NLT and I say brophobia? We will understand it, you know. Look at it. Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. When you start to call on Jesus and when you start to try to better your own lot, there are many around you who will tell you to be quiet. The first ones are the friends you have. Tell that young man to sit up. We don't sit like that in church. The second ones are your home for your relatives. Yeah. The third one is yourself. Have you not been about to do something? Then yourself will say to yourself. Yourself will say to yourself, no, let's not. Let's not, no, no. Why should you say that? Why should you do that? No, be quiet. Be quiet. Show yourself proper in the church. Be proper in the church. Sometimes you are in church and something is doing you and the Holy Spirit is saying, shout it out. And as you shout, the demon will go. And then as you are about to shout, hey! As you are about to shout, then, hold on for me. Then some demon-infested neighbor. Oh, it has not happened to you before. The person will look at you, and suddenly your shout, it has cut like how these people cut our sound. But it's off. Oh, it has not happened to you before. Dances that's happened to you, been up trying to dance something, dance. Then so your eye has caught some IB. And suddenly your legs are there, they are just. Hey! The crowd woke up and they said to him, be quiet. Oh, but I thank God because there was a man called blind Bartimaeus. The Bible said, as they said, be quiet, he shouted louder. They said, be quiet, he shouted louder. They said, be quiet, he shouted louder. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I tell you, some of us, as we are shouting, the Lord is just delivering us. Yeah. Just delivering us. Just delivering us. Hallelujah. Just delivering us. Amen. So, hallelujah. The scripture says that he only shouted louder. And notice, he didn't change his words. Son of David, have mercy on me. Let me tell you something. You need to learn something for your life. It's not about somebody else. It's not about what somebody else is saying. It's between you and God. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? It's between you and God. I need to tell you that the only person who can understand you fully is God. Stop talking so much around. The other day, I just went inside my room and I sat down in the chair. I said, Lord, please, a chair for you. And I began to talk. It's between me and you. And you want to know what I said? It's not your business. Oh, I was speaking and I was crying. And I was speaking and I was crying. To the one who can change it. And the one who can make a difference. It was not 4 days. And I got a call that changed the picture. Oh, yes. He stood there. Kept on shouting. You know, I love this story, but I have to tell you that my favorite verse in the story is verse 49. Because the Bible says that Jesus stood still. A time comes in your life when you can reach the Lord, when you have brought your whole self into what you are saying, and as you are shouting there in the midst, and I tell you, it was not a quiet place. There are a lot of people around. But in the middle of the noise, Jesus heard him. And the Bible said, he just stood. Today, may Jesus stand still. When we start to pray at the end of this service, may he just stand. May he hear what you are saying to him. And may he respond to you. Because the Bible says that he stood still and he commanded him to be called. Many times we say, oh, I received Jesus. I received him. No, 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 no. You didn't receive him. He called you and you heard. Just remember how you were when you were an unbeliever. Please ask your neighbor, as an unbeliever, were you correct? What are they saying? As an unbeliever, were you correct? You were not correct. So what do you mean by I chose Jesus? You didn't choose him. He chose you. I gave my life. Sure. He says that if he doesn't call, you can't come. You can't come. And that's why when you have come and you go back, it's a serious thing. It's almost like presence has called you and you say, I won't come. Hey. In fact, it's wilder than that. But the Bible says Jesus stood still and commanded him to come. Now, they said that they called the blind man. You see, those people who were telling him to shut up, suddenly they have changed their mouth. Ask your neighbor, are you the type who changed your mouth? Look at what they are saying. Be of good comfort. Rise, he's calling you. You were the one who said I should be quiet. The same people, it's not another people. The same people. When people see that Jesus is on your side, suddenly they also want to be on your side. Yeah. Those who have disrespected you, they never mind you. They never call you. Every day they overlook you. But when they begin to see the Jesus who's walking by your side, all of a sudden they want to be part. All of a sudden they want to identify. Hallelujah. Let's finish our story. Let's go to verse 50. Look at blind Bartimaeus' response. The Bible says of blind Bartimaeus in verse 50 that he cast away his garment. He rose and came to Jesus. You see, you may look at it that, oh, it was just something he was wearing. That's one way to interpret it. But I want you to look at it with another eye. That garment he was wearing was what identified him as a blind beggar. That thing he was wearing was his restriction. That thing he was wearing was your shyness. That thing he was wearing was your fear. That thing he was wearing was the thing that was preventing him from coming to Jesus. Some of you young ones, the one who is disturbing you is your friend. Or so-called friend. Are you in the church? The way you have become very quiet. Yeah. Sometimes the thing that can stop you is your guilt. That's, oh God, the things I've done. Lord, I've done so many bad things. How can I come? I want to ask you, How can you not come? How can you not come? When you see how bad you are, how can you not come? Where again will you find help? Where again will you find salvation? Where again will you find somebody who will give you a chance? How can you not come? When blind Bartimaeus heard him calling him, he didn't say, let me take this my coat with me. Perchance, maybe my eyes will not open. And then I'll just wear my coat again. I've talked with some of you, and I see how God in his graciousness has touched you in your life. And then you go back like a dog to drink your own vomit. Yeah. In other words, you continue to feel bad about what he has washed you free from. Listen, him who the Son sets free is free indeed. The next time you fall to masturbation, stand up and wash your hands. Say, I'm still free. Keep your confession. Keep your confession. Keep your confession. Keep your confession. I threw it away. I threw the garment away. I'm different. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm called. Oh, you will not know where it will pass. Hallelujah. This guy just threw off his garments. I just love it. And there are many restrictions, you know. Many of us, our restrictions are in our head. Have you seen that you are quiet? Yeah. Your mind is your greatest problem. There are some of you, even when something is being given to you to help you out, you can't receive it. It's your mind. Your mind says, I am not worthy of this. Or your mind says, hey, but who will do this without a bad intention? What else does our mind tell us? You don't measure up. You're not beautiful enough. It cannot be. You're not handsome enough. It can't be. You're not clever enough. You cannot do that course. Maybe I'm the only one who has heard such voices. Are you in the church? Yeah. And those things, they are like a garment around us that defines us. Oh Lord, you know all the bad things I have done. He knows all the bad things. It's not a secret. He knew it, yet he called you. And he said, when I wash it away, that's it. That's it. It's gone. Nobody, it's not that he has covered it. He has washed it away. Am I talking to somebody? Oh, I used to steal. I like the word used to. It's in the past. Hello? Am I talking to somebody today? This man did not sit down and say, I can't go. I'm blind. I can't go. I'm a beggar. People don't want me among them. Have some of you know, you've said such things to yourself before. At least I know I've said such things before. That, oh, when I look at them, they are all rich men's children. I don't belong there. When I look at it, Charlie, all of them, they have traveled abroad. They have gone outside. Me, I have not even gone to Togo. Sorry, please. They say Togo is even far. Accra. I don't belong there. Who told you you don't belong there? Let me teach you the proper response. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If he's my father, then I anything and everywhere I can go. Yeah. Where in the palace can the prince not go? Where in the palace can the princess not go? It's you who's coming from outside who cannot go, but the prince and the princess. You are very quiet. I remember one Sunday, we went to Bantama. At that time, my husband was the bishop there. And when we got there, one of my sons sat in his father's chair and stretched his legs. And I said, Bayou, what are you doing there? Then he looked at me and smiled. He said, it's my father's chair. That's all. You are very quiet. Can you sit in it? I'm asking you, can you sit in it? You can't. Your father is the president. You have gone to visit him. You sit. Sit where you feel like sitting. In fact, I remember that particular son. I remember when he came here, he came and told me that my office is too dry. That when he goes over there, he gets Coke to drink. And I told him that, look, one day we shall rise out of here. Hallelujah. With all of me, I-
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.